Commissioner Beecham to do our invocation for us.
Dear God, thank you for this day filled with sunshine and optimism for Orange County. Help us as a court to make good decisions because it affects all the people in Orange County. And help us always remember that. And help us as a county to grow, prosper under your hand. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to Texas,
one state under God, one indivisible.
Oh, thank you. It's time for it to go.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Item number one is open up court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes.
I don't know what's going on, but somebody's really messing up. I don't know if it's three people sitting up there, because he was the only man we had that knew what was going on in Orange County. He's the only man that knew that Granger Chevrolet wasn't paying their taxes. You pay taxes when you sell a car. That's all Granger does. They don't pay taxes like human beings pay every year. They just pay when they sell a car. They got $1,000 worth of taxes out there sitting on that yacht. And you ain't collecting a penny. You ain't collecting no money off the pipelines. You gonna let them have another big pipeline through here. Two companies gonna run another big pipeline through here. ExxonMobil is gonna pump 100,000 barrels a day through here. And we're gonna get nothing out of it. We need to get our taxes. If we just get a penny a gallon, a barrel out of it, because they're gonna pump 100,000 barrels a day, Kentucky. And they need to start taxing people like they're supposed to tax. If they can run a pipeline through here and not pay no tax, nobody in Orange County needs to pay any taxes either. You need to get your butt straightened out and get something done. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rothrock. Just come to the podium.
Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Robbie Hood, City Manager of Pinehurst. Hey, I just want to let the court know most of the citizens of the County of Orange have spoken. And they want a new direction. We want prosperity, as your prayer indicated. We want to be business friendly. We've talked very many times at the Orange County EDC about why can't we be the shining star of the Golden Triangle. This is our opportunity. We're in a battle between Jefferson County and Lake Charles, Louisiana, as y'all all know. We have to be ready to invite anybody that we can get to help our county grow, which in turn create better paying jobs, which in turn provide a better quality of life for our citizens, which they spend money in our restaurants, spend money in our hotels, frequent business establishments here. Sales tax are realized, ad valorem taxes are realized, and we all prosper. So I wish that you would do the right thing for Orange County, and let's move Orange County forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Sam, Judge Crooks is not here.
No, sir.
Would you state
your name? You need to state your name, please. Name and where you live.
Max and Neely.
Max.
I live in Bridge City. I thank you for allowing me to talk. All I wanted to do was say that I thank Judge Crooks for his service to Orange County. I appreciate the efforts and progress he's made on the drainage problems in our county and cities. He brought recognition to the problems and started the process of bringing the correct people together to solve the problem. Fixing drainage problems is a very high priority for John Crook. He always made himself available when he's needed, and his efforts did not go unnoticed. Again, I wish Judge Crook to
Thank you.
Constable Chris, first of all, I think the biggest problem I'm going to have is being an elected official, and those that know me is trying to get all this in within 3 minutes. I seem to have a little difficulty with that. And also, I want to shift gears for just a moment on that topic we're discussing. I'm not here for any reference to anything negative or anything that's been said. I don't want to be tied into anything at all. I'm basically here because of my family, myself, and the needs of what I need right now and what's going to take place in my life. I've been a police officer. I actually started in 1985 in the prisons in Florida. I've been at it a long time. And as everybody knows, as a police officer, correction officer, you see a lot of ugly things in your life. But I've also been fortunate enough that I've seen a lot of great things, and I've been a part of a lot of great things. I've got to deal with a lot of great people, and I'll continue to do so. I've got to work in a lot of schools, and I've got to do a lot of things. And I thank Orange County for all those things that I've got to do right here. I thank the court. Again, I've made some decisions here recently. And again, it has nothing to do with the court, has nothing to do with going on in my job I have now. I have a great job that I have. It gives me a lot of opportunities to still, I go out to Little Cypress, I work security, and I still get to meet people out there. But some things have transpired, and opportunities have arisen. I knew that I wasn't going to run for office again. You reach a point where you just realize that it's time. And you start putting opportunities out there, and then sometimes things fall in your lap. So at this time, and it's not a shock and awe deal, I had spoken to the judge here recently prior to me knowing anything was going to transpire, and I've also spoken to Lori and him. So this isn't the first time that some people in here have heard this before, but I just wanted to publicly say this because I've enjoyed working with all those that I've worked with throughout the many years. I think I'm 25 or so years with Orange County. But at this time, I would like to state that I am retiring as constable at the end of this month. This will be it for me as constable. I've accepted a job with an LDC H.J. Lutzer Stark Foundation as a director of safety and security and emergency response over their venues. I will start working there on April the 1st, and I'm looking forward to that. I'll be leaving from a law enforcement capacity, but I will still be working with our young people here. As we see those yellow buses drive up, they're moving in a direction where we're still going to be focusing on the safety of our youth over there, and they're moving forward. And they already do that, but we're just enhancing that even more so due to the environment and the climate of today. So I'll be working with those kids, and we'll be working out more plans with that and working with local law enforcement, with the sheriff's office, the police departments, and all of those. So, again, there's nothing negative about this. I guess I would be more sad trying to say I'm retiring, but with the beginning of this new chapter, yes, there's some apprehension, but I'm excited for it. So with that, I just want to say thank you to all of you and those that I went to, and I talked to Mr. Trahan last night, and no one's had anything negative to say, and I appreciate it. And also, I will be available, and I have talked to some people in reference to this job, and I will continue to do so, and there will be somebody contact me, and I am going to come up here, even if it's on a weekend. I, you know, we've done a lot for this office. when Keith was there, the sheriff was there, he did a lot for this office. He was there for me when I came in. And I'm darn sure going to be there for the person that comes in following me. If I have to come up here on a Saturday and stuff before they go to school and say, hey, this is how you do this and this, you know, if they need some help, I don't want to leave it a mess no more than the sheriff left it a mess for me because he didn't. So we want to just continue with what's going on in Precinct 1. So, again, thank y'all very much, and I appreciate everything everyone has done for me. So that is it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for your service to the county.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chris.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm Michelle Tubbleville, Special Projects for Emergency Management, also the Executive Director for Orange County Disaster Rebuild. Today, I'm here to make an announcement. We actually have partnered up with United Way, EMI's Vision, and iConnect Outreach. We're doing an event Friday, May 3rd, and I set the information on your desk and gave it to the media. We're doing an outreach, a day of caring. This is an opportunity that we are extending out to businesses, individuals, plants. If you want to get a group together, we're doing a day of volunteering, groups of 10, even to groups to one, if you just want to come and do this. We're going to separate groups of 10 and go out and work on people's homes this day. So this is a really exciting time. Yes, there is lots of homes that still need to be repaired, even though we're reaching the two-year mark. So we are encouraging anyone that's available that day, we're encouraging them to come and volunteer. Also, we have some good news. Orange County Disaster Rebuild just received a grant last night from Southeast Texas Emergency Relief Fund of $250,000. So we wanted to give them recognition, and we're very excited. So I'm here to encourage people that still need help. We do have the funds, but in order to do that, you need to call 211 to get a disaster case manager. Get assigned one. Let them know what their unmet need is. If you have any constituents that still need help, please encourage them to do that. We still have our unmet needs meetings on the second Thursday of every month at 1 o'clock at the Expo Center. Those cases are presented to our committee, and those are where our funds are being put towards, is those cases that get put in front of our committee. So that's about it, unless y'all have any questions.
I don't have a question, but I've gotten to know you in the last 2.5 months, and I've observed you and the things that you have done for Orange County that are so positive, working with FEMA. You've worked, helped us with park grants, and I think you're doing a tremendous job, and I just want to tell you that.
Thank you, Michelle. Great job as usual.
Joel Armand with Emergency Management Coordinator. I just want to give an update on the reimbursement. We have been obligated. We just got notice of that for the last portion of the Cat 8 debris removal for $1.4 million.
For 2 weeks.
Probably closer to 2 months. But that, as well as, I don't know if we brought that to the court or not, the PPDR, the private property debris removal, that's also been obligated for another $60,000. That's minus, of course, the state or local share is 10%. So we should be seeing that kind of reason.
What was that first amount, Joel?
$1.4 million. And that's part of the debris removal. That brings it to a total of $14,222,261.48, which is what we spent on the debris. Mm.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Mr. Trahan.
Oh, Commissioner Beecham and I had a chance to ride the park with Sabrina. Managed to stick the ranger for a while, but we got out. But got to take a look at the park, and the park is actually outside the buildings that we have that have been well documented. The issues we have with those, The park is in really good shape, and it's open to the public for a lot of things that they want to go out there and do. So it's still a lot of things to do out there. The walking trails are in great shape.
The levee?
Along the levee, along the bayou. So you got that. You've got the ballpark. You've got the playground. You still got the small shelters that are still available. So the park is open and ready for people to enjoy that park, and the weather looks like it's turning right for us. So you can get out there and enjoy some of that. So that was good. We were able to document some of the issues we got, and thanks to Michelle and Sabrina on working with the National Park Service to kind of get them to help us with that design. And you'll see some more information here shortly on that. But it went really well. Again, I want to thank everyone that came out last week for the input into this, and hopefully we can move this county forward in a positive way. Look forward to good things happening. I tell people this all the time, and it's not just it's not cheerleading. I really do believe that there's some really good things fixing to happen in Orange County, and so we just got to hold the course and keep moving forward.
I just want to add to that. When we went to the park and we were out there about 3.5 hours, and we were in Johnny's utility, whatever it was, and we got stuck. And they said, well, Sabrina said, well, we can get out and maybe you could get it, out of here. I looked down by my side and it was a marsh with this much water in it. And I said, I'm not getting out. No way. But I was pleasantly surprised, just like Johnny said, how good the park really did look. And the young girl that's working out there, her heart is into it, and she is driving, she is driving it forward. And people need to know that the park is right now still open for business. I mean, it's going to be improved, and it's going to be cleaned up more, and all that sort of thing. And the National Parks and Wildlife, you may correct me on that, one of you, will be in Orange at our park, but because I think they're going to help us some on March the 13th. So I'm looking forward to spending the day with them at the park. And they come from Colorado.
I don't think these people came to listen to me talk, so let's get on with business.
Well, again, just to want to thank everybody. I guess, as you said, we're going to move forward with this county. We're going to move positive. Sentiments of you, Mr. Needy, is that we do. We need to, Mr. Crooks put his heart and soul into this thing, and we owe him for that, definitely. But at this point, we have got to do the business of the county and move forward with the business of the county, and that's what we're going to do. But thanks, everybody. Thanks for the update on the FEMA money. I mean, that's a big part of our budgetary dollars, and Michelle, for what you're doing, and the parks. It sounds like to me, apparently, that Commissioner Trahan's buggy is not nearly mean enough or bad enough, but it's stuck. But we'll leave that alone. I'm sure the next time I see it, it'll have bigger tires or wheels are on it. But but again, thanks, everybody. Thanks for all you're doing out there. And let's just keep it as a positive as we can, and let's move forward. That leads me to the our second item on the agenda is the discussion and possible action regarding accepting the resignation of County Judge Dean T. Crooks.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by four. Commissioner one.
Aye.
Commissioner two.
Aye.
Three, aye.
Aye. Four.
Motion passes 4-0. Right, thank you. Discussion and possible action regarding the appointment of Mike Marion to the Spindletop Center Board of Directors. Mike Marion will fill the unexpired term of Billy C. Pruitt, which will expire on August 31st, 2020. We got this recommendation in from the Spindletop Board, and we just need an action on it to replace him.
I make a motion to appoint Mike Marion.
Second by two. Commissioner one.
Aye.
Commissioner two.
Aye.
Three, aye. Four.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. All right, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows. $77,441.66 to the Texas Association of Counties Health and Benefits Pool, HEBP, from the General Fund 001-101-51270 for group medical, dental, life, and retiree insurance under the age of 65 years for March 2019.
2019, from the general fund, $264,216.54. Road and bridge, $22,201.24. Mosquito control, $29,317.46. Adult probation, $9,579.70. Airport, $1,077.37. Other funds, $9,751, for a grand total of $336,143.31.
I'll move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Second. Motion by one, second by four. Commissioner one.
Aye.
Commissioner two.
Aye.
Commissioner three. Aye. Four.
Aye.
Commissioner passes 4-0. Discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of special budgets in accordance with the provision of Local Government Code 111.0106, grant related from the following: Food and Drug Administration Program Standards Training Grant Year 2, total revenues 025,000,45690. Community and Rural Health Care Health Grant $3,000. Total expenses 025,908,5300. Grant expense of $3,000. Item B, Food and Drug Administration Certified Professional Food Safety Certificate, total revenues 025,000,45690. Community and Rural Health Grant of $700. Total expenses 025,908,5300. Grant expense of $700. Ms. Penny.
These were grants that came in to our Environmental Health and Code after the budget year. So we want to recognize them. So
yes. Accept them into the budget. Okay.
Penny.
Yes.
We got the revenue and then we spent the exact same amount. So,
basically, it's a reimbursement grant.
Oh, a reimbursement.
And so it is up to that amount. And so we recognize that we will be reimbursed up to that amount. And we put it in the budget so we can spend it.
Okay. Thank you for it. And I just want to ask you, and I just because I'm new, I'm going to ask some questions. What is the Community and Rural Health Grant? What does that encompass?
It's an old... That's what it used to be named. It's actually the Environmental Health and Code Department, so that is Joel's department.
Okay.
They do the food safety and other environmental health, the building codes, and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. I just... Thank you.
The restaurant permits.
Thank you.
So moved.
Motion by one.
Second.
Second by two. Commissioner one.
Aye.
Commissioner two.
Aye.
Three, aye. Four.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item six, discussion and possible action to authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to execute a bill of sale for 2012 International Dump Truck, asset number 17143, to Quality Parts Supply in exchange for a bill of sale from Quality Parts Supply to the county for 2012 International Dump Truck, asset 17383. There will be no monetary compensation for the exchange. The purpose of this exchange is to correctly identify the truck actually sold by the county to Quality Parts Supply by online auction on September 28, 2018, as well as the truck that remains in the county's possession. Ms. Grimion.
This was a dump truck that was apparently processed through Renee Bates, the online auction. Somehow when they processed the sale, they were given the correct physical dump truck, but they were given the wrong title. They were given title to one that we retained inside the county. So we're just going to do a simple bill of sale, each one to the other, so that they have the right title to the dump truck that they already have.
Okay. May I ask a question? Denise, what happened to the 2012 dump truck? That's not that old, is it?
Beyond the scope of my knowledge, I'm sorry you have to ask
somebody. Well,
we've had a lot of problems with some of these trucks. We've got the engine was in for bad shape with that. Rather than continuing to have expensive repairs time after time, we thought it was best to go ahead and get rid of that truck.
Are we buying the same kind when we replace it?
When we go out for bids, we get whatever the low bid is.
Yeah, but if you're having trouble with these, that's kind of a little bit. I mean, I see why you have to go out for bids, but if you say you're having trouble with this certain. One time I had a car that was a lemon. And let me tell you, I've never bought that brand again, ever in my life. Even though I've shopped around and that, but I just didn't shop there. So I just wonder, is that same, what brand is it, Clark?
It was an International, yeah. It had a Isuzu engine, and it was the engine that was the problem.
A Isuzu?
Isuzu.
Isuzu.
We might could write an RFP to make sure that we.
I do think that Clark and him specified what, if they do look over the specs of the vehicle, and I think now, what is it?
Ford is what we're getting now.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds better. So it's not the same kind.
Correct.
Okay, that answers my question.
Basically, I think what Commissioner Bitchum was trying to say is the cheapest price is not always the best deal.
This is true.
Second.
Motion by one, second by four. Mr. One.
Yay.
Two.
Aye.
Three. Aye. Four.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the February 2019 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. Ms. Fisher.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Mr. B. Jones.
That's okay. I've been called worse, I guess.
The monthly collections for the month is $12,887,108.58. The county portion is $2,864,069.78.
Okay, I do have another question. And I could call you before, but then maybe this informs other people too. Mm-hmm. Where are we, Karen, on last year, on 2018 to now? Are we up or down or what?
Okay, you should have been given a report in your packet that showed that.
I probably have it over here. I didn't see it.
And
did you find it, Johnny? Like Johnny's family.
Not what happened to mine. But after we had talked with.
Okay, what I've seen is that we're ahead mm-hmm. of last
oh,
year.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Slightly, but still ahead.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at 93.6%.
Okay, super.
On the collection rate.
Thank you.
That's compared to 92.76 for last.
But that's still ahead.
Yes.
We're moving ahead.
Good. Thank you.
Which is really good considering a lot of people were.
Yes.
I say forced is the right word, but that had to pay them early last year to be able to qualify for FEMA monies and stuff. So the right. fact that they're still staying on track with that is a good sign.
Yes.
Forced that people are paying their taxes on time and actually ahead of time. So that's good. That's good for us.
Thank
you. Anything else?
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have not.
I'll make a motion to accept this certification.
And I second it.
Motion by four, second by two. Mr. One.
Aye.
Two.
Aye.
Three. Aye. Four.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. A discussion and possible action regarding the acceptance of Constable Precinct 1's racial profiling exemption and acknowledgement or acknowledge the filing of the same with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. Just
Chris
deal that yeah he's left, but that's just his yearly.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by four. Commissioner one.
Aye.
Two.
Aye.
Three. Aye. Four.
Aye.
Motion passed 4-0. Item nine. Are we still doing item nine? Okay. Okay. Item nine. I think we'll just move that till next week. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's recognize and accept the quarterly reporting as presented by the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension on their programs. The Ms. Fowler was not able to make it, so we'll move that to she puts it back on the agenda. So no action. Item 10, presentation from the Veterans Office Service Officer updating the Commissioner's Court on the activities handled by the Veterans Office. Mr. Hammer.
Yes, my name is Mark Hammer. I'm with the Orange County Veterans Service Office. First, I'd like to thank the Orange County for the support of the veterans and the Veterans Office. I also have a letter here from the Texas Veterans Commission. Also thank the commissioners and the county of Orange for their support for the veterans, and I'll give you one of those in the evening. Numbers for today, and that's in with that letter, you'll receive what it takes for me to keep my accreditation through Texas Veterans Commission, the VSW, and the courses I have to take. For the office registration, January through March, we had 175, appointments 43, walk-ins 132, new clients 33, no home visits for the 3 months, out-of-county clients 19, out-of-state clients 1, folder checkouts of 2, and we're still having the issue with folders. I've got that process going, it's just taking a bit of time. We have a lot of folders in the back room that are veterans. They can come check them out, or we're going to digitize them.
You mean you have the veterans come check them out?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And then phone calls. I'll be going to training here in April. There's a lot of changes in the VA right now. They're changing the hold and fill system and some of the new claims that's going through. I usually go just one time a year here in the fall to get my accreditation, but I'm going April to for additional training for the new procedures that are going on in the new one. That's it I have for this month, so 3 months, but if I have any questions.
Now, I guess just the recent news, I understand that there may be some bills moving forward where veterans be able to use private facilities for some of those services. How is that going to change what you do?
Actually, what they're going to have, they still have to go through the VA. The veteran, and this has to do with the healthcare system, kind of, which I'm kind of on the outside. I help veterans that have problems with getting into the healthcare system, through the VA healthcare system. But basically what they'll have to do is go to their provider, which is the one outpatient clinic, the most local one. They have to talk to the private provider, and they get the permission to get private physicians outside of the VA.
So
still a process.
Okay.
But I kind of got it.
So for them to get to MD Anderson, they have to go to Beaumont first.
Yes, ma'am. I always have to go to their primary doctor through the VA. Okay. Their personal private doctor, but the VA private doctor.
Mr. Hammer, what days is the VA open?
The days are open from Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5.
8
to 5. Well, 7 to 5, I'm sorry. I like to get there a little earlier, you know, for the ones that have to get there before work, and then I stay a little bit later for people who.
So is that for you and the whole staff? Is there, they work 4-10s basically?
No, sir. I have my secretary. She works 8 during the week, and she answers phone calls and questions over the phone.
I had a few people call, and, you know, and I went by there on Friday to meet y'all after I got elected, and
nobody was there.
So.
Yeah, it's
so I was wondering if it was 4-10s or if it was 5-8s or what exactly it is.
Yeah, it's 4-10s Monday through Thursday, and then Fridays we take she answers questions and takes appointments.
Okay. So time card should reflect that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Comments?
Thank you.
It's a no action item. All right. Thank you. Item number 11, discussion and possible action approving the maintenance department to purchase a Scotsman CO530MA-1 Prodigy Plus ice machine head for the maintenance shop in the amount of $2,519. This is not a budgeted item and will come from the repair rentals construction line item number 001-115-57550. Mr. Gidry.
Commissioners, this is a ice machine went out at the old maintenance shop last year, just waiting for the new year to come in before big ticket item. Just replace one that went out.
Okay.
replacing the whole machine or the head?
Just the head.
And it's just the head is $2,590.
Yes, ma'am.
How old is this? I'm going to ask this question again. How old is that ice machine?
The ice machine head itself is about 3 years old. The compressor went out and electronics went out on it. Not covered under warranty.
Mm. Where's this one at, Kurt?
That's the old maintenance shop.
Okay. Do we have a water issue out there as well?
No, sir.
The water's good out there?
I'm on city water at my shop. It's filtered.
Hey, Commissioners, just for the record, this is a capital item. That's why it's kind of worded a little differently here, but it's actually the next item. We'll move it to the amount to equipment so that it reflects that.
Okay.
So it's budgeted.
That's why it's coming through for it.
So no, ma'am, it's not a budgeted item.
It's not a budgeted.
It's a capital outlay item.
Okay.
But it's coming out of a line item of yours.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
and not
out of maintenance.
To another line item.
Right,
and this is the one that you talked about during the budget hearing.
This one went out last year, but due to budget, I just held off.
Yeah. Well, I knew you talked about that during the budget.
How much is a new ice machine?
Well, if you buy a new ice machine with the head and bin, you'll spend about the Because you just bought a new bin. A new bin costs about $1,000 and the head's $2,500. I'm not buying a bin, I'm just buying the head.
No, right. Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Second by one. Commissioner one.
Aye.
Two.
Aye.
Three. Aye. Four. Aye. Motion passed 4-0. Item 12, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer. Operations and maintenance from 001-115-57550, repairs, rentals, construction, etc., $2,519 to 001-115-57590, equipment greater than $5,000, $2,519, purpose to purchase a Scotsman CO530MA1 Prodigy Plus ice machine head. So same item we had before.
Okay. I make a motion to.
Motion by two.
Second.
Second by four. Commissioner one.
Aye.
Two.
Aye.
Commissioner three. Aye. Four.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner.
4-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 13, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, convention and expo center from 074-791-57550, repairs, rentals, construction, etc., $798.99 to 074-791-57500, equipment non-inventory less than $2,000, $798.99 to purchase a Behringer Euro Power PMP2000D receiver and 4-channel wireless microphone set. And you do not look like Sabrina Gray.
Really? Well, I'm
just really saying.
I know I'm a lot shorter, right?
Yeah, you know. There you go.
Well, I'm going to speak on behalf for Sabrina. The equipment that she has at the Expo Center is almost 5 years old, having a lot of problems with the microphone system on events. That is causing a lot of problems. The amplifier for the microphone system, it doesn't do phantom power. The governor of Texas was here a year or so ago, and we had a lot of problems trying to hook up to the sound system over there. So I worked with Sabrina on getting the proper equipment, the amp, mixer, and microphones, gave it to her for she could submit to the court to purchase for the Expo Center.
It's well needed for
going to solve our problems, Kurt?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to hear it because I've been to many events there, and it seems like the sound is always an issue. Always
and when it comes issue. In, we're going to go over there and assist Sabrina on getting it all hooked up and test running everything for her.
So moved.
Did you have anything you wanted to say?
Yeah.
I'm just thankful that Kurt can give me the knowledge to get it all put together. I'll do my very best, but remember, if it leaks out, nobody's happy.
No, that's right.
Yeah, it has been an issue. I'm glad to see that we're doing something.
Thanks I second.
Taking those steps to do that. So motion by one, second by two. Commissioner one.
Aye.
Commissioner two.
Aye.
3 aye. 4?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
On behalf of Sabrina, we thank you.
On behalf of the court, we thank Sabrina. Item 14, discussion and possible approval of the minor plat of a 10.719-acre tract of Precinct 4 on Evangeline Lane. The owner of the 10.719-acre tract intends to partition 4 small individual lots, with each lot having road access along Evangeline Lane. The Orange County Drainage District has reviewed and approved the change. The property owner has provided a certification that all taxes have been paid on the property and has provided payment for the reproduction costs and filing fees. Mr. Slayton.
This is just a small division of property. They're in Precinct 4. Both of these are in Precinct 4. The gentleman is cutting up basically 10 acres into 4 lots and building houses on each one and then going to sell them.
It's in the Quite Fit Village Edition?
Yes.
Make a motion.
Let me just ask a question first. I've seen in Precinct 2 and others where developers have a man has some property and he's divided it up and he's going to sell it for lots and sell them to people to build houses. But how is there good drainage there? Are we going to have to fix that? Or are the houses, is the land high enough? How did it do during the flood? And what kind of streets or roads are there for?
In this case and the next item, which is a similar subdivision.
Yes, sir. That's why I thought I'd just ask.
Both of these, there are no roads involved. They're using the existing road that's there already.
But is it owned by the county or by the developer?
Well, both of these, well, one of them is a county road. The other one is a state highway.
Okay.
But the lots open directly onto an existing road.
So and is it in good shape right
the
now?
The roads, yes.
Okay, so it'll take...
Right. There won't be any issue as far as the roads. And then we have an arrangement or an agreement with the drainage district for them to review these as well.
Yes.
And so we've already been through their board, and they've approved these as well already. We have them look at them.
So the drainage district approved it?
Yes.
And it doesn't need any retaining pond or anything
correct,
like that?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything else?
Make a motion.
We have a motion by 4.
A second.
Second by 2. Commissioner 1.
Yay.
2.
Aye.
3. Aye. 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item 15, discussion and possible approval of the subdivision plat of a 4.17-acre tract in Precinct 4 on FM 2802. The owner of the 4.17-acre tract is splitting it into 5 lots. Each of the lots will have road access on FM 2802. The Orange County Drainage District has reviewed and approved the change. The property owner has provided a certification that all taxes have been paid on the property and has provided payment for the reproduction cost and filing fees. Mr. Slayton, again.
And this one is very much like the other one, except that it's on the corner of 105 and 2802, the store, and then several houses there. The gentleman owns that. Is dividing that up into lots in order to sell the store and sell the various pieces of property. The drainage district has already looked at it, and they're good with the drainage there. And if y'all approve this one as well.
That's the old Hetzel store?
Yes, this is Mr. Hetzel's property. He's
right.
82, and he's right. Wanting to kind of take actions before he can't do it anymore.
I'll make a motion.
Then
motion
I'll second.
By 4, second by 2. Commissioner 1.
Hey.
2?
Aye.
3? Aye. 4?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Sign some stuff. We have plats here for y'all to sign.
There's 2 of them.
Take a second.
Let's start one in, one down.
Okay.
A special pen. You got 2 special pens?
Wow. Sounds like 8 new homes in the county.
Yeah.
I see that. Precinct 4 is experiencing growth.
We got
me. Let me start this way.
You like to see that, Miss Karen?
Wait, John.
What's that on top of?
Oh, the drainage district.
Make sure it don't run
over. Yeah. Take a while to dry.
Yeah, this.
Flip it around. pen?
You keeping the pen?
The special pen.
Special pen.
Yeah, y'all got that nice pen.
Well, we have
keep
that
up, Clark.
Well, favoritism down you, on Clark. The end of the aisle there.
I'll turn it around.
Yeah, there you go. Covered that first. Exactly.
I love it. Well, we need to sit down at some point and just talk about equipment. Maybe a workshop would be a good deal.
I think
workshop. How to work on equipment would be nice.
I think we need one. Does it matter which way we go?
I think keep it open for a little bit.
So the ink dries. Well, here's your wonderful pen. Okay, now we're going to go.
Lauren? Thank you very much.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Ready?
John,
ready?
Oh, yeah, they got it. Okay. All right, item 16, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.074 to deliberate the appointment of a new county judge to fill the vacancy left by the resignation of County Judge Dean T. Crooks. Judge John Guthier, Judge Pro Tem. So we need to go to closed session. Denise?
I would ask that the courtroom be cleared, safe, and except for myself and with recording.
It's closed at 2:18.
And Lori.
We're going to open up court session back at 3:09. All right. And we are going to, at this point, recommend no action to be taken today. In next week's court, we are actually going to move next week's court to Wednesday at 1:30 for our regular court session time. And that is due to the fact that there is a very important meeting that some of us from the court are supposed to be at next Tuesday. Considering that we don't have a full court up here, if two of us are missing for that meeting, which we need to be at, we can't have court anyway. Because there'd be no quorum, so we're going to move that. That's the reason we're moving that. No other reason. It's just we need to be at this meeting in Galveston, and our two of us need to be there and to attend in absence of our judge, not going to be able to attend that. So that's why we're moving the meeting to Wednesday, and then at that point we'll be able to hopefully have something on the agenda at that point. And that's it.
We're done with
1:30. 1:30. All right. No comments around that. 18. Then we're going to move. Then 18 is discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's court meeting.
Motion.
I make. Second.
We have 4 and 2. Commissioner 1.
Yes.
2.
Aye.
3. Aye. 4.
Aye. I make you pause.
4-0. Okay, we're good. All right. Thank you. Thank y'all.